There's a lot of things in this old world that just do not make sense. Like why there's so few believers on the firing line, while so many others sit the fence. But if you want to know where the Word of God stands, and believe it wants to use your feet and hands, it's time to take your faith out of the seats and into the streets, and come along with me. If you only look, then you will see on WCN TV.
Welcome to today's WCN TV program. We're broadcasting live. This is Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. What a bunch of great people in that intro, isn't it? I don't know how I ever got to know all these guys, but they're fantastic. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in today. First of all, our guest is still trying to connect, so I'm going to talk slowly. And first of all, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but our ministry conference is coming up in less than 2 weeks now. So if you haven't gotten your tickets already, why not? I'm not going to go through all the details now because most of you know all about this. But in case you're new to the program, let's watch our short video one more time and you'll get all the info you need. Spencer, if you can run that. And I know you're multitasking there.
Good courage, be not afraid and be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you everywhere you go, every place you put your foot. It's yours, baby, as an inheritance.
We are meant to have the fire from heaven upon us. We will blaze with your glory, Lord.
We are to be the light in the darkness. We are to be the head, never again the tail. We are to push forward and win what God wants us to win.
We are filled with the Holy Spirit. We change, okay? And we become the righteousness of God through Christ.
We are to look at the passage in light of the whole of God's Word. Scripture interprets Scripture.
You are the living body of Christ on this earth if you're part of His church.
We were made for a time such as this. I mean, when I look back at our history and what gifts God gave me and all the things that He lined up ahead of time, I mean, how can you turn it down?
All of us are called. Everybody is getting a phone call. Ring! God on the line.
The Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference, April 4th and 5th. With music ministry led by national recording artist Leighton Howerton.
Call me. Come home. Won't you come on home?
Come home to God,
yeah,
at the Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference. The conference will be held at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel and Convention Center, 151401 County Road, NN, Wausau, Wisconsin. Purchase your tickets today at CoachDaveLive.com/events. That's CoachDaveLive.com/events. You can also call 715-486-8066 for more information. See you at the conference. God bless you.
So there you have it. And if you still need more information, you can feel free to call me or just go to WisconsinChristianNews.com and you can find everything there. You get your tickets at CoachDaveLive.com/events. We're using Coach's website because he is set up to do tickets because he does a lot of events. We only do one event a year, so that's where you get your tickets. CoachDaveLive.com/events. And my guest today is one of our speakers at the conference. We're waiting for him to join. Hey, how are we doing, Spencer? Okay, we're having issues. In the meantime, welcome, Terry Fisher. Haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you. Turn on your mic and say hello to the folks. Oh, you're muted.
How's that?
That's good. Can you hear me? That's good. Yeah.
All right. Good to see you too.
How is the church in Wisconsin doing?
Oh, it's really good. We actually had to go to 2 services last October.
Wow.
Because we're just getting crowded and it's going wonderful. God's moving. People are getting saved. We baptized a bunch of kids over the last couple of years.
Amen.
Besides
Amen.
Adults.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah. Terry is the pastor at the church in Wisconsin in Mukwonago down by Milwaukee.
Muskego,
I'm sorry. I get those 2 mixed up. I don't know why. Muskego.
Well, we got a lot of M names here in Wisconsin.
yeah, we do. So, and while we're waiting for our guest, I'll just go ahead and tell you, it's Coach Dave is coming on today here with us. Hopefully, he's working on connecting. He's not in his studio, so he's trying to connect on a phone, and not working for him. So, anyway, why don't we talk about our conference? We have Pastor Art Pawlowski coming from Canada, Calgary. Coming down. Dr. Ted Brewer is coming from Florida, Pastor Matt Truella, Coach Dave, Don Wolf, Scott Shera, who, by the way, will be my guest on the program next week, and Pastor Butch Paw, and, of course, Dr. Mike Spaulding. So music again by Leighton Howerton, who not only did the music for our intro song on the program, but he also did the music for our conference promo. So, meanwhile, anyone else in the audience have something to say before Coach comes on? Help me out. I usually just am ready to have the guest here so we can jump into it. So,
I was wondering if Coach could just get on Wisconsin Christian News like we do and just click on the studio audience.
There he is.
He's on. There he is.
Tell him to go sideways. Coach, go sideways. Go horizontally. We are. Now we can't hear you. We can't hear you.
It wouldn't do much good if we can't hear him, huh?
There we go. Just trying to figure the thing out here, Rob.
Got me? I know. He likes to yell a lot, but you still got to unmute or it's not going to do it. You just got to wear out your voice. So.
Can you hear me, bud?
Yep. How are you
doing?
Here's
the thing. I apologize. I'm doing grandpa duty tonight, Rob. So I had to bring my granddaughter to her ball game. I'm freezing out here. My phone wouldn't get on. Thank God for Spencer back in the hotel there, wherever the heck he is. He got me on here. Apologize. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Well, Coach and I, you know, we go back more years than I can remember, and he's been gracious enough to come to every one of our conferences since we first met. He's always one of our favorite speakers. He's also the one who taught me to step out of traditional churchianity and get out of the seats and into the streets. So, Coach, let's start off by telling our audience your story. Give us your personal testimony about your early years and then how you came to faith in Christ.
Well, let's run through it here real quickly, Rob. I'm 73 years old. I was My parents had me in church my whole life. I was raised Catholic. My mom wasn't a Catholic. My mom was a nut. She went to, she's Protestant. She went to a lot of different places. So I was raised in the original mixed home, if you know what I'm talking about. And just kind of lived my life as a Catholic. I tried to be moral, tried to be a good guy, and feel, you know, sure. I'm hearing the story up in 1978. I had a face-to-face confrontation with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I tell everybody it did for me what a phone booth did for Clark Kent. It just radically, absolutely, radically transformed me, Rob. I received Christ as my Savior. I knew immediately that when I had done that, something about me was different. I was coaching at a school here, a football coach here at a school near my hometown. And I immediately knew I couldn't stay there anymore, Rob, because everywhere I went was the old me. And I wasn't that guy anymore. And I prayed for a new job, and the Lord opened the door and put us down and gave us a new job in London, Ohio, which is just about 60 miles from where we lived. Went there, and man, we won and we won and we won. And in 1999, I got sued by the American, through a series of events, got sued by the ACLU for having the audacity to pray with our football kids. Went through a 2-year fight for my God-given right to be able to pray. And at the end of that that last season, that 10-0 season, I walked away and started Pass the Salt Ministries based on Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, which says, "You're the salt of the earth, but the salt loses its savor. It's good for nothing." And one of the things that I realized, I'm sorry about the background noise, Rob. One of the things that I realized was when I initially got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union, boy, I thought the church would come and surround me and stand and fight. And one of the greatest disappointments of my life, Rob, they didn't. And so I thought, I'm going to leave teaching and coaching, and I'm going to start Pass the Salt Ministries, and we're going to go out and we're going to wake up these pastors to exactly what's going on. And that was as big a disappointment as I ever had in my life, to find out that really they didn't want to know. Some girl just hit a double here at the ball game. The pastors didn't really want to know. They didn't really want to get involved. And that's what I've done, Rob, over the, you know, I do a daily podcast. It's what I've done over the last, golly, a long time now, almost 20 years, 25 years, I guess. They're trying to wake up the church and say, come on, man, we're the salt of the earth. We're the light of the world. We have got to get involved. We cannot continue to beg evil men to do good. And if we're going to do what Jesus told us to do, we're going to teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. So, hey, Rob, I'll be honest with you, man, I make a lot of enemies. A lot of pastors probably don't like me because I call them out. But the truth of the matter is, we're in the mess that we are in with the approval of the local church. And the only way we're going to get out of this is if somehow the local church works back up. So that's kind of a roundabout way and explaining what's going on. I've dedicated my life now to Pass the Salt Ministries. I do a podcast. I speak. I do whatever I can to try to make a difference for the cause of Christ.
Well, you do a lot more than that now. Tell us a little bit about Pass the Salt.
Wow. Where do you begin? See, only God could do that, Rob. Only God could do it. And, you know, when I left teaching and coaching, I've always had the gift of gab. But I called a local Christian radio station. And so I like to start a show. I've never done a show in my life. I wanted to do kind of a sports show because I was kind of, you know, my name became pretty well known because of the lawsuit. My name became well known because of everything we've been through, right? So I called the local Christian radio station and said, hey, I'd like to start a sports talk show one night a week. Could I do that? And they gave me they sold me some advertising. I went on there, went in that studio, didn't know what I was doing, and started, Rob. And one night after I'd done about 4 or 5 of the shows on Thursday nights, and one of my guests didn't show up. And so there I was. You know how it is in the radio station, man. That countdown goes down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that live sign comes on. You know, you got to do something. And there
You mean when your guest isn't ready?
when your guest gets all screwed up, right? So there I was.
Can't imagine.
That 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 went down, and I went live. And Rob, I didn't have a note in front of me. I didn't do anything, and I just talked about where we are and the mess that we are. And you know what? Pass the Salt Ministries is born, and that's what I've been doing. My two grandsons just came running up in here. I'm sorry, this isn't a real formal interview, but so Rob, I've dedicated the last got 20 years of my life to communication, to try to wake up the church, explain what's going on, tell them we're the salt of the earth, we're the light of the world, and that everything that's going on in this culture and in this society is going on with the approval of the local church. And sometimes they don't want to hear it, but I've been saying it a long time, about 7,000 shows, believe it or not, Rob. And I believe I'm saying the right stuff.
Well, the show is one thing, but your action is really the main thing for me. You actually lead people out, and you train disciples for the work of the ministry.
Well, Rob, it's even more than that. This is the thing that I'm most proud of. And that's really what you're alluding to. And I didn't mean to make it so much about me, so I apologize for that. Rob, we've got guys all across America who listen to the show. Guys and gals, men and women, all across America, who have come out. They've come out of hiding, Rob. They've come out and they're getting involved in their communities. They're getting involved in school board meetings. They're getting involved in city council meetings. They're raising up others who are beginning to stand up and push back to actually become the salt of the earth that Christ has called us to be. And that's the thing that I'm most proud of. I got a team again, Rob. I got a team of players who are actually engaging in the culture for the cause of Christ. And, you know, I could run down a litany of guys in their local communities who are really, really pushing back and fighting back and standing up for the cause of Christ, defending Christianity and the culture. And that's really what I'm most proud of. Not so much the stuff I do, because I'm just one guy. I can broadcast. I can do all that stuff. But, Rob, when you see the fruit of people in their local communities beginning to rise up and push back, that's what does my heart the best.
So basically, folks, Coach went from coaching a high school football team to coaching God's team. And if you would, tell us about some of the wins that you have under your belt here so far. You know, I'm talking about things like Terry Schiavo.
Oh, we did. That's where
Judge Roy Moore going to Hillary's.
The first thing I ever did, God bless my mom. He's not with us anymore. And, you know, I walked away from teaching and coaching, and that's kind of floundering. And I saw that they were starving this handicapped woman to death down in Pinellas County, Florida. And I was a special education teacher. I taught handicapped kids, and I couldn't believe that Jeb Bush, who was governor at that time in Florida, that he was going to let that happen. I said, somebody's got to go say something. Somebody's got to go do something. And God bless my mom. She bought me an airline ticket, TWA back then, and flew me down to Pinellas County, Florida. And I spent about 2 weeks down there, spent a little bit of time in jail. And the activist bug was lit in me. I went and stood with Judge Roy Moore Judge Roy Moore down in Alabama back when they were taking the Ten Commandments out of his office. I'm sure a lot of you remember that. We went down there. We slept on the steps down there for almost 2 weeks. We were down there. Went and stood when they had Dr. Ken Hovind locked up in jail. Those of you remember Ken Hovind, known as Dr. Dino, and the real expert on evolution, and they locked him up for some bogus charge. We went down and stood and fought to get him back out of jail. We went to Hillary's house. I take people with me, Rob. That people from all over America come and go with us. We went to Hillary's house. We went to Obama's house. I mean, dude, we think that the only way that you win this battle is if you show up and engage in it. And some of the most exciting things I've done and the most frightening things I've done is to go stare the devil down, you know, Rob. And I was part of the crew, as maybe some of your listeners were, the people who went there on January 6th. Some of my friends got locked in jail. I don't know why I didn't do anything wrong, but you didn't have to do anything wrong to get thrown in jail. My wife and I, we both went, and some of our friends got locked up. And thank God for President Trump coming there, getting those guys out of jail, right? So, dude, we just do that. we just bite it off, and we just go, and we just stand. And you know what's really amazing, Rob? There's a lot of things that are amazing. But have you noticed now that the left is starting to use those exact same tactics? And if we don't understand that the way that you move the ball is you put pressure on these elected officials or whoever they are. You put pressure on them. You force them to act. You fill the school board office with a crowd of people. You fill a city council meeting with a crowd of people and demand that those people sitting up there who hold those positions that you've elected to those positions, that they do what they're supposed to do. And there ain't nothing like peer pressure, Rob. And that's one of the things that we really try to do, is try to encourage, train, equip, and mobilize the saints for the work of the ministry, because peer pressure, brother, it really works.
Well, I want to get in. I mean, those are all excellent testimonies, but I'd like to get into one other topic here yet. Tell us about, I remember where I was when I found out the Georgia Guidestones had fallen, and I know you were there right before that.
you'll get me in trouble now, bud.
you didn't bring John Brockhoff with you, so I know that wasn't the issue.
No.
I watched that video, and clearly looked to me like a bolt of lightning hit those things.
Rob, we've done a lot of stuff, and one of my good buddies, Randy Lunsford, who leads a lot of the things that we do. Randy's from Oklahoma. And, Rob, we don't believe in the supernatural anymore. The Bible and Book of Joshua says, says every place that you put your foot, God's given them to us as an inheritance. Only be strong and very courageous and be not afraid and be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. And we know that when just before Jesus left, he told his disciples, go into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. And for some reason, we don't believe in the supernatural. We don't believe that all power and authority has been given unto us. And Randy Lunsford's one of the guys who's, he went to Hillary's with us. He's done a lot of that stuff. But he's one of the guys that really, really woke me up to it. Says, Coach, the Lord tells us to do this. Let's go do it. So one of the places we went to after the election where Donald Trump got ripped off, what was that, 2000, I think it was, and everybody remembers there was going to be a big delay while Georgia counted their votes. Y'all remember that? So we loaded up a group of people. We took about 105 of us, and we went to the Georgia Guidestones. Pastor Dale Socia brought a big copy of the Ten Commandments, and we leaned that up against the Ten Commandments, and we had other guys came, and they brought stones, and that's a whole other story we can get into. And we prayer walked around that Georgia Guidestone. Somebody just cranked one here. And lo and behold, after we did that, Rob, and we prayed and we prayer walked and we declared that God would rule over Georgia again. You know what happened, buddy? I was sitting in my multi-million-dollar studio getting ready to do a show about 3 weeks later. And lo and behold, I turned on my computer and the Georgia Guidestones disappeared. What happened to them? Did they blow up? Was it a lightning bolt? What was all I know as we went and we prayed those things down, Rob, they fell down. Now, we asked the Lord to do that, right? Because that was a really, really demonic edifice that was down there in Georgia. And so that kind of stuff has just kind of reinvigorated us to believe that God will do what he says he will do if we will do what he tells us to do. It's really not that complicated.
Yeah, I watched that video over and over in slow motion, and it definitely looked like a lightning strike to me. So
yeah, they don't know. They kept it. Rob, I was even just as amazing about that. They never did an investigation.
I was just going to say that. Nobody ever asked any questions. It was just they're gone, and the story was gone.
That's it. They came out, they cleaned the place up, and that was the last you ever heard about the Georgia Guidestones. So who knows, man? Who knows? So Rob, look, here's what my message is going to be, and I sure appreciate all that you do and the hard work that you put in. My message is going to be, folks, we got to get engaged. We have got to get engaged. And if we think that America is going to be saved by Republicans, or we think America is going to be saved by conservatives, or God forbid, I'm a big Trump supporter. If we think Donald Trump is the one that's going to save America, we really got this thing screwed up, don't we? And so we encourage Christians to get out from behind the four walls of the church. We're the salt of the earth. We're the light of the world. Let's get out and let's engage in this spiritual war that's going on around us, Rob, because it's not political. It's not Republican, Democrat. That's not what it's about. Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It tells us in Psalm 2 that the kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. The battle is spelled out right in front of the church. And for whatever reason, we don't seem to want to engage. So a lot of crazy things going on, Rob. A lot of good things going on. I like to tell people my theology is a little bit different than everybody else's. I believe everybody I talk to, they think, well, not everybody, but you'll get the point, that, you know, the end times is here. And it's only going to get worse. And boy, the rapture is going to come and we're going to be out of here. And I said, no, 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 no. God works in cycles. Man, winter, spring, summer, fall. Sun's coming up, baby. The sun's coming up in America. And I believe that America's finest hours are in front of us, Rob. They're hitting foul balls at me. They're in front of us. The greatest revival the world has ever seen is right in front of us. And if we would get that mentality that we can win, I think we might see a lot of these things change around. Why? Because without faith, it's impossible to believe God. So what it is, huh? He tells us to occupy till he comes. That's really the heart of what it is we try to do. Am I making sense here, Rob? I'm watching a ball game shaking because it's cold here. Although it is finally spring here in Ohio. You'd never know it today. So, folks, look, I'm a coach, man. I just want to encourage people's hearts. Come on, man. Come on, let's win. Let's go down swinging. If we're going to lose, let's go down swinging. Let's don't go down standing and moaning and groaning and whining. This could be our finest hour.
Well, yeah, and but I also want to get into, tell us a little bit about the disaster relief that you guys do, that Past Assault is involved in.
Boy, Rob, you remind me, we do a lot, don't we?
You do a lot.
That's one of the things we first got involved with during Hurricane Katrina. I was sitting in my house in Ohio and saw what was going on down there and said, man, somebody's got to go help those people. So what do, man? You put on your boots and... We went down to New Orleans. We were down there for almost 2.5 months. We had different crews coming in and out down Hurricane Katrina. And it was one of the most incredible experiences of my life because every day you ran into people who'd lost everything. And I remember that second or third night that we were down there, we set up a little camp where we were trying to, you know, we're trying to feed people and trying to just do whatever we could to encourage. And they lost everything, just like happened in Swannanoa, North Carolina. It's the same. They'd lost everything. I was down there trying to figure out what we're going to do and had a group of us and some guy comes walking into this building where we were all staying, sleeping on the floor of a church. And some guy come in, his face is just pale white. And he just kind of looks at me and he says, I'm 68 years old. I've worked every day of my life and everything I own is in the trunk of my car. I'll never forget that, Ron. I'll never, ever forget that. And I learned then that one of the greatest frauds in America is FEMA. FEMA. Oh, yeah. We saw what FEMA did and what FEMA didn't do when we were down there. And the sad thing for Hurricane Katrina, and we were down there for Hurricane Rita, and we've been to every major disaster really since then, except we didn't go out to Hawaii. But I learned then that the cavalry ain't coming, brother. All of these things, all these disasters, everything that's around us is the obligation of the church to rise up and get engaged. And my dear friend and mentor, Reverend Flip Benham, he told me when I got into this battle, he says, Coach, you're going to find out that God has a lot more disaster than the government has relief. And, dude, that's the judgment of God falling all around us, Rob. And it ought to be a wake up and a warning to all of us. That man, these are unbelievable times, and we need to get engaged for the cause of Christ.
It's neighbor helping neighbor, and you have been a neighbor to probably thousands that you don't even know about.
So. It's the great, Rob. It's the greatest gospel opportunity when you come in contact with hurting people. Everything they own's gone, right? And they don't know what to do, and their heart is so open to anything. That's a great, great gospel opportunity. And we made a lot of hay in some of those. And until you go down to Swannanoa, down North Carolina, where that hurricane, believe that, in North Carolina, hurricane hit North Carolina. And you go down there and you see the devastation and see what those people lost, everything. Boy, Rob, it really does something to you.
Yeah. All right, we're going to open things up to our audience here. David has a question or comment. Anybody else, just raise your little hand button there, and we'll call on you right after David.
Rob, let me apologize again. I feel bad because I've had this scheduled for a while, and I thought I was going to come here, set it up, and do it. So I apologize.
Well, I just got to ask you, if you can, show us more of your face and not so much of your goatee.
All right, there you go.
Hey, Coach.
There we go.
Hey, Coach, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, one of the things that a lot of people that I know personally have found super encouraging about you is what you did with Target. I think that a lot of people can be encouraged by that. And so I was just wondering if you'd share that.
Oh, my goodness. See, I'm glad to come on this trip because I forget this stuff, you know. So this goes back I'm getting old, right? I've been doing this a while. The Target stores. Do you guys remember when Target, they were the first ones to have what they called, what did they call it? Bathrooms, co-ed bathrooms that anybody could walk in. And I'm sitting in my house and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? You mean to tell me that my daughter can go into the bathroom at Target and some dude can walk in there that you're not allowed to ask, you're not allowed to say anything about it? So what did we do? I mean, this is 20 years ago, probably. Well, I jumped up, grabbed my sign, grabbed some of my friends, and we went and stood out front of the Target store. And boy, oh boy, Rob, they did not know what to do with us. And I went in and talked to the manager and tried to explain to him what was going on and all that stuff. Of course, they called the police. And that was a great moment because the cops show up and they're mad that I'm out there protesting whatever it is, proclaiming the gospel, right? And so they walked into a trap there because I said to them, wait a minute, officer, you mean to tell me that you're going to be on the side of Target when they're letting letting men go in the bathroom with little girls? Rob, it's 20 years ago, right? 20 years ago. And boy, we brought a lot of heat on Target and led a Target protest that really all across the nation made them pull back a little bit. Now, Target is still pretty far left, but it comes back to the exact same thing. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. If we want to see these things, change, then, dude, we're going to have to fight. You can't love everybody into the kingdom. You can't love everybody into doing the right thing. So I've grown some hair. I've grown some courage. But just showing up makes all the difference in the world.
All right. Betty, come on in.
Yes, I just want to say that I would go to church and I would always leave empty and it was always the same old, and there was no action. I love Coach Dave. I love his family. I love his show and his the people that are on there because they're doers. They're just not hearers, they're doers. And I have to thank Coach for getting me out of my shell and teaching me. He is so full of wisdom and knowledge, he won't even admit it. He's like a walking encyclopedia for the Bible. He is so amazing. So I just want to thank him for all that he has done for me.
Well, Betty, you know, Rob, God bless Betty, because she could tell you some stories of things that she's gone. She puts her money where her mouth is. She goes and she lays it all down. And, Rob, that's one of the things that I'm proudest about, like an old football coach, right? Like a parent. When you see your kids do the right thing, when you see your players perform and do what you're taught them to do, and that's Betty. Betty would be exhibit A of somebody who was a pew sitter, and she got involved. And now, brother, you need a horse and some chains to hold Betty back from getting out and serving the Lord. That's my heart. The Bible teaches us, Rob, says, go ye into all the world. Go ye. Why don't we? Why don't we go into all the world? And again, that's what we try to encourage people to do. Appreciate you, Betty. Thanks for the nice words.
All righty. Pastor Terry, come on in. Oh, you got to unmute yourself again. Sorry.
All right. Hey, Brother Dave.
Hey.
I don't have a question for you. I just wanted to get on and see you again and commend you and thank you for being a warrior for the kingdom of God. Appreciate men like yourself and what you do for the kingdom of God. And I know I don't I'm not involved much with you guys, but I just wanted to let you know I appreciate you. And you too, Rob.
Well, Terry, I appreciate it, Terry. Look, not everybody can do what we do. Well, everybody could do more. Not everybody could do what we do, because first of all, I've been called to this. It's a calling. It's an anointing on me to be able to do this. But hey, folks, listen, if you think that some of these issues that we're dealing with are going to change only through prayer, you're missing the whole thing. See, we pray and then we go, or others pray and then we go. But the idea that God is going to supernaturally do something without us showing up, he says in Joshua, every place you put your foot, I've given you an inheritance. Only be strong, right? So that means that territory out there is for us to expand the kingdom of God. But dudes, we're going to have to go. We're going to have to go occupy it. And then once we occupy it, he says, occupy it till I come. So thank you, Terry.
God bless the planet.
All right. So let's move on here a little bit. And this is for Coach, but it's for everybody also. We're getting ready for our ministry conference April 4th and 5th, right? Okay. And Coach is going to be there again with a whole bunch of other great speakers and presenters. And I admit I am a little disappointed that more people aren't signed up to come to this. In fact, right now we have 100 fewer than we had last year. Now, I know God's teaching me something through this. I just haven't learned whatever lesson he's teaching me yet. But I have a feeling that this year's numbers are down because we're not focusing on news and information like we've done in the past. I think if we had news and information, if we had speakers like Alex Newman, Sharam Hadian, we'd no doubt been sold out 2-3 months ago. But instead, this year we're focusing on drawing closer to God, repentance, revival, things like that. So I have a feeling this may be a little too personal for people, a little too close to home. What do you think is the, I mean, look at our lineup. But, and the whole theme is revival and reverence, returning to God, honoring God. I don't know what people are afraid of, but I sense that there is a spirit of fear out there. They're afraid to come to this.
Well, Rob, I think, again, for a guy who some of my friends were locked up in J6, I think that that was done purposely. You know, the Bible says that if you smite the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. And I think that people really, when it got right down to it, really, really are and were concerned about what would happen to them personally and the price that they would have to pay. And as a result of that, they scared us back inside. And then, Rob, the other thing that comes along with that is Trump's in office. Everything's okay. President Trump's in office. And that's one of the greatest mistakes we can make. Now, I have this discussion a lot with people because they say that they don't like President Trump. He's, you know, he's vulgar. He's an adulterer. All that kind of stuff. And I said, listen, man, you don't have to be a man of God in order to be God's man. And we live in a time and a situation where I believe that God has sent us exactly what we needed. And what was that? We needed a disruptor. And Donald Trump, say what you want, he has invited the church in, Rob. We just went through 4 years of Joe Biden and Merrick Garland where they rejected the gospel. They rejected Christianity. They rejected all that. And now Donald Trump, say what you want to about his personal Christianity. I don't know what it would be. But Rob, he's invited the church back in. Like, I was so shocked. When Donald Trump, the first thing he said when he was doing his executive orders, he said, in America, there'll now be two genders. And I'm thinking, hallelujah, how many pastors haven't had the courage to say that? So I think there's two things that we're dealing with. Number one, I think people are frightened. And number two, there's an element of it to say, Trump's back in charge, everything's okay. And I would say this, folks, you ought to come for this reason. You'll have the greatest fellowship that you've ever had. Do you ever get tired of running into people who don't understand what's going on? Well, you ain't going to have that problem at the Wisconsin Christian News meeting, because why? Everybody there is awake, and it'll be a wonderful time of fellowship. You'll meet new friends, and you'll walk away from there encouraged, knowing that you are not alone. And Rob, I think for my wife and I, of course, you're letting us speak, but for my wife and I, we're coming just for the fellowship, man, the encouragement that we will get to be around like-minded believers.
All right. Terry, come on back.
Yeah. I think also we'd probably be surprised how many Christians there are today who don't really believe that we can have a revival. There's kind of an attitude of, you know, God's sovereignty, and that he just does, he'll just revive when he wants, and that man can really play no part in that. And I agree so much with Coach Dave about prayer. And when you look back at the history of many of the revivals that have come to America and over in the UK and stuff like that, it was your testimonies, like some little old ladies getting together and just praying and believing God, and people seeing the apathy in the church and just get desperate for God, and they start seeking him, and it ushers in a revival. But there isn't that burden on people anymore. And also the what you said, Coach Dave, about everybody's like, there's like a, you know, God's given us a little reprieve, a little breach with Trump in office, but this is a time for the church to go forward and really believe for the things of God, not just and sit back, and that's what's happening.
Terry, it's just about advancing a kingdom. Folks, listen, we all learned at a young age, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. And, you know, the Bible tells us that the kingdom of God is within. This may be hard for some of you to understand, that the kingdom of God isn't someplace we're going. It's something that has come to us. All the power, all the authority of Jesus Christ, he has given to us. Go ye into all the world. And at this time that we find ourselves in now, instead of cowering and looking to see if the eastern sky is going to split, Jesus is going to return. The Bible says, occupy till I come, right? Work while the sun shines, for no man, work while the sun shines. So we have to do that, Rob. And that's really the heart of our ministry and what I believe.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else in our audience? Now's your chance. Raise your hand. All right, Coach, I'm going to ask you one more question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Tell us something about Coach Dave that we don't know.
Actually,
tell us something about Coach Dave that only your wife knows.
believe it or not, I got one of the softest hearts that you ever run into.
Rob. That's what I was going to say. It took my
you know, I'm a barker and a yeller and a coach and an exhorter, but brother, I got a soft heart. I'm a soft-hearted guy, and you would never believe that. And so, you know, I do a daily show, and people say I would watch him, but all he does is yell. And I said, "Daggone, it's enthusiasm, it's emotion, it sounds like anger, it's not anger, it's exhortation." Come on, boys. Come on, team. Let's get in the game. And I believe great things are ahead, and I'm fighting every day for my 10 grandbabies. What kind of grandpa leaves them this kind of world, huh?
Yeah. Well, folks, I have been on the street with Coach in some of the harshest conditions, and I have seen him show more compassion and love and just the spirit of the Lord to people that were so hateful and mean and I've seen him shed tears over these people.
Yeah.
So that's what I was going to say. You took my
Rob, that's because God has a masculine and a feminine side, doesn't he? A mercy side. That's good that God has that. We love mercy. Mercy follows judgment, but God's also, he's masculine, man. Huh? He wields a whip, brother. And I think A lot of people don't like this idea, but I think we need a little bit more of that masculine Jesus in society. You wait till your father gets home. Did you ever hear that one, Rob?
That's what I like
about people. You wait till your father gets home.
Yes, I have. It's been a long time. So now it's you wait till your wife gets home and then
or follow your wife out the door, right? Your wife's gonna go to war, you follow her. Come on, men, men in particular. We gotta step up and engage in the battle.
Right. Okay, so folks, it is CoachDaveLive.com. If you tune in weekdays, if you're in Wisconsin, you want to tune in from 6 to 7 AM. But he's actually Eastern time, so he gets to sleep in a little longer than the rest of us. He's on 7 to 8 Eastern time, and you can watch live. You can be part of the show just like you are here. And if you go there, you can watch all his previous shows. What is it? It's easily over 2,000 shows now. Isn't it?
Yeah, I believe Spencer could tell you that. We're over 5,000. Rob, the thing is, man, we encourage people to get in the game. That's what a coach does, brother. And right where you live, wherever all of you live, you can make a difference. It's time that we stop looking around, waiting for somebody else to get the job done. Ain't about time somebody done something, Rob. That's really the heart of what it is when we do it, Coach Dave Live.
You know, years ago, before you started this program, this daily show, you did little snippets for News with Views. Are those on your website somewhere that people can get?
Yeah, there's all kinds of good free stuff at my website. Yeah, I still write a weekly column at News with Views, and that stuff's all there. Everything on our website is free. And folks, there's a lot of great encouragement there, a lot of great, great stuff that will encourage your heart. And we're about expanding the kingdom, man. This is our time. This is our time to shine.
Okay, so Spencer, go up to the top bar there and click on events. There you go. Look what comes up. Hey. Now, I'm expecting all of you watching to click on that where it says Friday, April 4th. There, you click on that. And then sign up and be there and join us.
Hey, Rob, I also say this to people. I've been encouraging people on my show. Even if you can't go, buy a ticket. Buy a ticket because Rob's got a lot of expenses, a lot of things wrapped up in doing this, and numbers matter. So even if you can't go, make an offering, make a donation to help help cover the expenses of the event.
Well, but we do want you to be there. And as Coach said, it's the fellowship. It's going to be fellowship like you rarely see. And we're also going to be the music ministry is going to be the old hymns of the faith that you rarely hear anymore. It's going to be a truly unique event. So I hope you will join us. Last word, Coach, and then we're going to let you get back to your game.
Well, here's the thing, Rob. Someday we're going to be on the other side, whatever that looks like and whatever that means. And we're going to stand before the Lord, and we're going to give an account of everything that we ever did. And we're going to stand there, and we're going to look at him, and then we're going to look over our shoulder at what we left behind and think, oh, Lord, why didn't I do more? Why didn't I do more? And, folks, I would just say to each and every one of us who carry the name of Christ, man, we got to do more, not to earn our way into heaven, but in thanks for the fact that we're on our way to heaven. Appreciate you, Rob, the chance to be with you. And I'm sorry this is so clunky out here. But you know my heart. You know that I'm with you. You know that I'm for you. And that the greatest days in the church are ahead of us.
Yep. All right. We'll see you in about a week or so. Okay,
thanks,
folks.
Rob, thanks.
I will be back next week, and Scott Shera will be with me. He's got some late-breaking news on his case that I think you're going to want to tune in for. And Scott is also one of our speakers. So, again, April 4th and 5th, register at CoachDaveLive.com/events and come and meet these guys. I mean, my goodness, we have Pastor Art Pulowski from Canada. He was unsure if he was even going to be able to allow it out of the country because he's still battling court cases. They are still persecuting the man just for preaching. Just for preaching, because parts of the Bible now our hate speech in Canada, and you go to jail for that, which he has. So come and meet him, and come and fellowship with us. All right, so we'll see you next week. Tell your friends, plan to join us. We'll see you then. God bless. Bye.